you wish for the world, that you wish for yourself, that you wish for your community. When I think about the things I dream about, they kind of break down into that category, those categories. You know, I want world peace. I want everybody to be all right, to have enough food to eat, to have medical care, to there be no wars. The list goes on, that people don't have to leave their homelands to find a place to, that's safe to live, that children are raised in loving homes and never know strife or terror or tragedy. I wish, I dream for our communities close by, that we don't have differences in who gets the best medical care and who gets the better food to eat or no food or a place to sleep, who gets a better education. No, we all get to have those things. And of course I think about my family. Want us to all have good health and live forever and as long as God gives, you know, and to be at peace with themselves and at peace with the world and with their relationships. Does it kind of go like that for you? You probably have, and of course then there's your personal dreams, right? So, like, you know, I want to fly a plane, or I got a bike yesterday, my first one in like millions of years, and so I'm really excited about that, you know, and then there's the things that are of the heart that come from God, especially a holy, loving, God-like thing, and I think I found my vocation. It's after a long time, I found what I dreamt that maybe what God, after a long time of feeling called and dreaming that perhaps I could be a leader in the church in a way that would be walking with God, walking with the people, discovering, finally, after almost a 20, became a priest in 2017. So God does not give up on our dreams, God. And so as I think about these dreams that I hold, that you hold, think about the people that Jesus was with in the wilderness when, during these whole last few weeks, we've been hearing about the bread that was broken for the people, the bread that was multiplied, right? We had the 5,000 people fed a few weeks ago. Last week, we had the people running after Jesus, trying to find him when they couldn't find him on one side of the Sea of Galilee. So they got in boats and chased him down and looked for him. And today they're challenging him. But what happened in that wilderness was the people, and usually it's the people who aren't in the mainstream of things. They're usually on the fringes, the ones who aren't getting the good stuff. And Jesus was there with them. Jesus was there healing them, teaching them. I think the healing went in so many places for them. I don't think it was just physical. I think that there was probably relationship healing and emotional healing and hope restored that had been lost. And so the people sought Jesus. They ate their fill of the loaves, but they were probably trying to put this all together. They knew one thing, their stomachs were full, and something very special had happened. And now we hear more and more from the, what we call the discourse in John's Gospel, basically all of chapter 6 that we're in, that Jesus is laying down the theme of who he is, I am, remember those, I am. Is the way that Moses learned who God was. I am the bread of life. Not just the bread that fills your stomachs, but the bread that gives life for the world, that is a love eternal without end. So when I think about the dreams that we have, the dreams that to help us get up in the morning. I think about some of the things I've learned along the way in my work and calling as the founder of the church at Crossroads. And that, I know many of you know what Crossroads is, but I'm going to say, especially for those who may not know what Crossroads of Michigan is, it's a social service agency started in 1971 by the Cathedral Church of St. Paul. Father James McLaren of blessed memory was its founder and ushered it through its first almost 40-some years. Crossroads is, I think, about over 50 years now. And I'm looking at my partner colleague, Dr. Joseph D. Daniel Post, your organist, who is the operations director there. So happily how things work. And Crossroads is its own organization now on West Grand Boulevard. As you may know, it feeds about, it's going to feed about 450 people today. The doors open at 11 a.m. And the Church at Crossroads is very privileged to get to live at Crossroads, basically, and meet the neighbors who come through. And I'll be going there after this service to do our 12:15 Holy Eucharist. And so it was a dream, really, when I first got called to do this ministry, and it stayed with me. And I think it was God's dream. And that dream to start a congregation there happened many years before I was ordained a priest. But the point is, what has happened since? And I see that God is continuing to work in the dreams of the people who live in that neighborhood, and that we get to discover and find and share and walk with. So to give you some examples, one of the things that we're really learning in this idea is we are in a place, especially where there is a lot of economic disadvantage, I would say, in the community we're in. And so there's poverty. And going and being among persons who experience that, one would just think, well, let's just find out what their needs are and try to fill them, right? You know, that's a, well, no. That's such a, what I've learned is that is a very, it's just not the way to approach things. It's arrogant. There's so many layers to that. Better to listen to people, to build relationships, to see one another as human, children of God. And that what do we have in common to share that we might walk together as part of one another's lives? What kind of thing are you hiding? What are your gifts? What can you teach? What are you excited about? What do you care about? What do you dream about? These are the ways of relationship and our Lord in that bread of life extended to now, extended to where we are, to extended to where we're called to be in the communities around us. So one of the things that I went to a training a couple years ago, well, probably about 6 years ago now. You've probably heard of Cass Community Social Services. They're also in Detroit, and they've done great work. And one of the things that Faith Fowler, the Reverend Faith Fowler, said to us at that conference was, we were all people who were trying to do something in our churches. She said, what would you do if you got $1 million right now? What would you do with your community? How would you use that money? Maybe we should say $2 million, because that was a while ago. But whatever. What would you do with that kind of money? For your community in particular. I don't mean just personally. So St. Michael's, what would you do if $2 million just kind of poured in here? You're in your checking account tomorrow morning.
If you pay your taxes first.
Yeah. Okay. training would be to think about how you interact with that and how your neighbors are part of that call. It's not going to be that easy. But I bet as you imagined, as you listened and talked with your neighbors and found out what their gifts and skills were, what they were yearning to do, that maybe they couldn't before. Together, we could really be part of something that was very, very special. Very, very much multiplication. Multiplication of gifts, of talents, of healing, of teaching, of love for this world. I've had a dream that if 1 million or 2 million fell down from the sky for the church at Crossroads, my dream would be to have a center for children and families that was open all day long, where there'd be the daily office going on at least 4 times a day, morning prayer, noonday prayer, evening prayer, compline. Children and families, there'd always be food going. We'd find out who the chefs were. They'd be making scrumptious things. There'd be a place for children to receive piano lessons and they get to sing and find out what inside of them just really sparks. I hear that children don't have music education in some of our schools in Detroit, and I find that very sad. I don't know, I'm not a sports person, but I honor that too. What is that thing that makes them come alive and know they are a beloved child of God? That's what my dream would partially look like. There's more. There's more, but we would be immersed somehow. I pray that God would bless us and immerse us in more bread than we could possibly eat or share. Just in abundance, overflowing. We get to really dig into some of this and just learn people's quite tangibly during the summer months. Now, you all come and serve a free lunch in the summertime. Thank you, thank you, thank you. St. Michael's has been doing that with Crossroads and the Church at Crossroads for a good 5+6 years. And when you were there, some of you were there, you know what I'm talking about. We're sitting at a table having conversations. And what did I learn from Janice, who brings her 2 grandchildren? She lives nearby. And she started telling me that she loves to crochet and she loves to knit. And I'm thinking, oh, that's great. We love to share prayer shawls or blankets or things like that. And the wheels are turning and those are her gifts, among many, I'm quite sure. And then there's this other man I asked the other day. I said, what do you like to do? What excites you? And he started telling me how, yes, he earns his money by being an electrician, but what he loves to do is write. And he's working on a 6-book series with fantasy, his own university created. And he went on and on telling me about this. He was just so jazzed about it. It was wonderful. And then there's Josephine. And Josephine is 9 years old, and she was in our vacation Bible school, and we had been talking about Jesus who called the fishermen to come and follow me, and that I will make you fishers of people. And then we had another lesson. Well, a couple weeks later, she says to me, I'm going to fish for people. Just such a joy for people to discover what's inside of them, to know that they matter. God's life and life-giving spirit in this world. That's what we need, the peace, the reconciliation, the goodness for all of us. Josephine's going to be part of that. She is part of that. So what do you dream? What are you going to do when that $2 million lands in your children? May God's love be with you today. today, this week, and all your dreaming and all your praying and all that you yearn for and the bread of life that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.